Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy 644478 at keen.com for readings. And this is our love month. This is Tuesday's Valentine's Day, so I'm hoping that this show will help everybody with that. To begin with, our health tip today comes from Breakthroughs 2021, Bottom Line Publishers. The benefits, now you can read more about this in the book. I just gave you the highlights here. The first one is available energy. The second is protects cells in your body. Three, controls bloating. Four, protects against kidney stones. So there's a lot of, plus the natural benefits of lemon for cleansing. Our cosmic weather, we have a full moon in Leo, could bring love into your life. Greek mythology indicates that Zeus took apart soulmates, so we truly have to look for them these days. Right now, the aspect does not have its normal power. The Luna aspect with the moon yesterday has a lot to do with many issues and money issues. Mercury and Neptune creating energy that can stir things up a bit. Mercury prepares Pluto for answers, so answers can come forth. So it is a good time for money and men in your life, men or women in your life. So our monthly scripture this month is John 3:16. God so loved that he gave. We need to live our spiritual lives from the inside out, not years of training to live from outside in. God wants us to recognize what he has deposited in us at acceptance. And it's very easy for those of you listening or those of you who are tuning in to us. It's a very simple thing. Just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I realize that I'm a sinner in need of you in my life. Please come in and be the Lord of my life beginning today. Thank you. So we can realize that God so loved us that he gave us his only begotten son, and that we need to recognize that that kind of love is the kind of love that God wants from us in return, and the kind of love we want in return from other people. So, you know, it's just makes sense. And we spoke on the last show about the spiritual year of 2023. And God wants to demonstrate his love for his deep love for us. He cannot bless us fully without realizing of his love first. We need to realize that he loves us no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing. The law of manifestation taught in the secrets, the book of the secret and other books that teach manifestation through imaging, it says it's how we see in our imagination, and we create the law that affects us. So the law of manifestation says that what we're continually setting our mind and will on ultimately will be created in our lives. So that's where we're starting from today. And we're going to look at everybody's love life. And, you know, money has to do with love, too. The love of money is the root of all evil, and that means that you love money more than you love God, and you love money more than you love your neighbor or anybody else in your life. So, but money is a magnificent tool that furthers ministries and helps good causes. So money is also a part of love. So we'll begin by taking some calls here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, I'm better, much better.
good.
We went through, California went through quite a deluge. We were affected by weather.
About
and
that.
Yeah. Well, I'm here. I'm still here.
Good.
Well, look at your love life.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Well, finally, you know, you went through this emotional battle with work and trying to get situated, and you do have one person in your background here, but I want you to know that person is right now. It's they're deciding what to do about her because there have been some other issues other than yours and. She shows an unwillingness to make necessary efforts. I mean, she gets preoccupied with her ego and, you know, she just goes off in a tangent. But that's probably going out of your life. And then, you know, I said that once you got your career situated,
job.
Then, yeah. And that unhappiness taken care of, that a loved one would come around. And I have a loved one from the past, and then I also have someone from the future. So someone brand new is coming around, and someone from the past is coming around. And this is going to put you in the normal situation that I'm used to with you, and that is having to make the right decision. And it is a difficult decision.
Okay.
Even though the one from the past has failed you, I think he's made an ultimate change here, you know, and he realizes that you were the one person that was capable of loving him. And so he's really given this a lot of thought, and, you know, I think he's ready to come forth, and we may be looking here within the next week or so, him showing up. One of them is going to show up in a week. I'm not really sure which one, okay? I'm going to say that right now. I'm not really sure which one. But one of them is going to show up. And you are going to have a choice to make. And being aware of this now helps because you can look at both of them and see which one is the best for you.
Okay, yes, trust is huge for me, so it'll come down to who I can trust.
I know, and see, the one from the past has issues of violating that trust, and he's going to repent of that, and, you know, so there was a great deal of feelings between you two. So this is not going to be an easy decision. And why you don't have easy decisions has got something to do with your karma. I'll have to look at, remind me, and I'll look at that at some point, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Okay.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless you too. Bye.
Thank you. All right. Let's move on here.
Hi, how are you doing?
Here we go. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in
good.
There.
Good. What can
you.
I do for you?
Just anything you can tell me. We'll be fine. We'll be wonderful.
Okay. You sound a little better today. Are you better?
No.
No. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Father God, with this reading, we also ask for a special healing. Special healing. Well, you went through years and years and years, and this is what I kind of got in my meditation on this, that you went through many years of suffering here, and the body is trying to have its way, you know, and so you need to work with all your wishes, all your fortitude, all your faith, and keep yourself strong in your efforts here. And, you know, I don't have anything around love life, but I do have quite a bit here around money. And for you, for Virgos right now, with this Mercury-Neptune aspect that I was talking about in cosmic weather has a lot to do with people that are ruled by Neptune or people that are Virgos. So there is a money thing coming. And it's in the present line. It's just like you got the wish card, success, material success, advantage, well-being, and good health as a result, because you'll be able to afford things that you need, you know.
Thanks.
And unfortunately, praise you, Lord. I can be one to testify. It takes a lot of money to be healthy. I mean, especially now that they're raising rates on everything. And so you do have a good fortune to look forward to, and I'm grateful for that, Lord, and thank you for it.
I do as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care of yourself, okay?
I will do that.
And I
thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.
Yep.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jenna.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay. Love life.
Tell me about it. Yeah, a little confusing, man.
Well, it was interesting to see all these planets and stuff in line with today's show, and I'm like, okay, that's a pretty good sign here. I like that. So, you know, it is indicative. Mm-hmm. Well, you seem to still be in this kind of in the same boat. You know, you got a past love. Well, they're both past loves. And, you know, you want the right favor. You want the right person that's going to favor you and be loyal to you and understand your particular uncertain outlook right now, taking care of your mother. Of something that's been befalling you, you know, in your life. And even though you have other people around, they feel like, you know, you're the one that's not tied up and that you can do this easier. But you need to put your foot down on that a little bit and get some relief. And you do have a choice between two past loves here. And
Lord, I thought you'd help me out there.
Well, that's what I'm going to now.
Yeah, she'll help me out here.
Well, I'm heading there, okay? I'm on my way. So it shows that you will make the right choice and that you're not going to let past failures and defeat to get the best of you. You're not going to, you know, you're basically going to make the right choice here. And the answer is coming up for you in the month of April. So there's something that's going to happen between now and then that's going to reveal to you what's the best choice. Does that make sense?
Ooh. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I just wondered what to do about Liam because he'd been calling again. I'll come over there to your mom's, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's not like him, is it?
No.
Well,
he said he decided to forgive her.
Oh, okay.
Because she'd been mean.
Well, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
But I didn't want to.
I think this other one
do anything.
No,
the other
I
one
know
do
that.
Anything.
And
we don't have nothing in common.
Well, something's going to show you, and you got to pay attention to what's coming at you, and you know, don't let yourself get off into emotions, because emotions always lead us down the wrong path, and So you just want to get go forward with what you're looking at, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And if you need to call me, just text me or let me know somehow, and I'll call you, okay?
Okay. Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
God
thank
bless.
You.
You're welcome.
God bless.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy, it's Vicki. How are you? Can you hear me?
I'm good. I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good.
I got new internet, so okay. I can change my internet. So everything, I can hear people now, and they can hear me.
Oh, good. Love life?
Not past. I've closed that door. I literally went through, I got rid of everybody around Christmas, and it's been like 45 days of bliss. So I don't want to know about anybody from my past, only forward.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, no
I'm
past.
Glad to hear that because I think you are not the same person that you were back then. And there's been a lot of spiritual growth for you. A lot of material growth as well. And you're kind of, you know, just in the process of sorting things out in your life and moving forward. And it was really good that you did this little divorcement thing because you needed to get away from that because it was keeping you back.
It
I don't
was,
know how to explain that exactly.
That in my luck. Yeah, I saw it in my finances, in my luck, in things happening to me. And when I say I got rid of everybody, I even got rid of Milton. I shut the door. And it was on Christmas Day, and I just went into this meditation for 2 hours, and I prayed and I cried and I thanked them all for their contribution. And I said, that's it. And I've not responded to any of them, none of them, and they're all blocked.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
And it took you a while to get there. Well, if you had had a better childhood, and a lot of us can say that. But, you know, you didn't have the real love that you needed. It was flawed. You know, there was flaws in it. And so you didn't have that, so it kept you kind of easily bound in the past.
It
but
did.
You've done
and that
a
was
great,
part of the,
great deal.
That was part of the healing. Yep, that was all part of the healing, all the revelation about my childhood, why I held on to these types of relationships. So I encourage anybody that's going back and forth with a past person, please rid them because if you only, I can't tell people how peaceful I am, how happy I am, how it's just, I've never felt this kind of feeling before. Like, I'm literally in bliss. Literally.
So good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, it shows a decision to be made in the month of March concerning a relationship. And this is new. This is
somebody
not
new,
anything.
So, yeah, I did. Yep, I did.
This is brand new. Okay. And it's going to take between now and then to sort of, you know, get it fixed, get it in the right perspective. And there's a little bit of unhappiness on both parts, on both sides. But it's a matter of letting it go. Just like you said, you can't explain to people how happy you are. And it's that's it. So you just need to realize that you've done the right thing, and you're going forward now, and you are going to meet the right person. And soulmates are very strong right now in numerology and astrology. So I'm not surprised one bit. And I talked about it in the cosmic weather, and it's just something that's going to happen. And you know, also soulmates can have a lot to do with money as well. So I'm seeing both things coming for you, financial security and emotional security. Congratulations. Praise God.
It took me forever, but I can tell you, the discernment is at its peak when it comes to these people or meeting new people, because it's not a caution thing. It's just really listening to my gut. So it's a good feeling.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to take some practice, but, you know, just know, I wasn't expecting to meet anybody else, but it just, I'm like, dude, let me get over these, let me just finish this out first. And they come coming in, like, it's like, no, I want to just leave me alone.
Well, you're going to be busy in the month of September. I mean, October. I can't even talk here. March, I'm sorry.
Okay. That's good to know.
Okay. You're going to be busy.
All right.
And it's going to be great for you. It's going to be great for you.
Thank you. And everything's changed on the job. She's not gone yet, but she's almost. They're about ready to do something. So a lot happened with the boss I told you about, but I'll have to send you an email on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, love's a tricky thing. It sure is. And just like I talked about in the cosmic weather, do separated soulmates so that now we have to look for them. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Karen. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Can you hear me?
Love
okay.
reading. Yeah.
Well, or just whatever you think I need to hear from Spirit
okay.
about.
Okay, okay. That's good enough. That's good enough. So let's see what we can come up with here. All right. Well, you feel like you've been in a stagnation mode and things have been kind of not moving in, or partial change and not complete change, and you know it's been kind of unnerving a little bit, but situations are changing now. You know, I think we're going to see, I believe when I gave predictions for this year that I thought January and February being like the dust settling months where things are going to settle and change, and we're going to move forward and into a better perspective on life. And this seems to be indicated for you. You're going to overcome an obstacle you've been challenged with. You're going to be victorious over it. And you're gonna start making some successful negotiations. Now that's about money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I see you
All
putting
right.
money in the bank and having money this year. I do have a battle. I do have a battle in a marriage or a relationship. You know, so the man involved is going through some difficult changes because of what's happened to him or what he feels or something very deep. And he's having a lot of trouble getting it together and holding it together. So he's just, yeah.
It might
so
have been,
there's
yeah,
a battle with him.
Somebody I met on Matt.
Yeah.
And he lost his wife a couple years ago, and I lost my husband like a year ago. So we're both kind of in the same boat. But, you know, he seems like a nice person. I don't know him real well yet after two dates, but he seems nice. I don't know if I'm that attracted or not yet, but we'll see. But he's
You're
in some kind of battle.
Well, I think this is the battle. This is the battle between the two of you. Both of you had a great deal of love for your exes, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. and trying to transfer your new life. It's not an easy quest always, you know. So you have the ability for meaningful expression and love, and you should just talk to him about focusing on good news and letting the past go, and focusing on the fact that you two are still here on the earth, you know. I don't think you are that mega attracted to him, because there's some things that are, you don't, he just doesn't turn on for you, you know. But that could change. That could change. I want you to realize that that could change, okay? But you're going to have more pleasure this year. Good things are coming to you. Both of your exes want you to go forward and, you know, be with each other, because things are going to get kind of scary in the world in some places, and it just needs to be with somebody that you can trust.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, he seems trustworthy. You know, I just think he's maybe having some depression himself or whatever, you know.
Yeah, that's
both of us.
That's what I'm picking up. Yep, that's exactly what I'm picking up. But you just focus on enjoying the time with him and see how you feel. You know, you're not under any obligation to make a decision at this point. In fact, I don't see a decision until probably summertime.
Oh yeah, if then.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fine.
Exactly.
That's fine with me.
Okay.
That sounds pretty good.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for participating. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Well, we all have issues to deal with in life, not only our personal issues, but, you know, our physical issues, our personal issues, our emotional issues. So it's all a big lesson, and we just need to learn to use the law of manifestation in our favor. And it says, the law of manifestation says that what we continuously set our minds on will ultimately be created in our lives. So Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, for as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So the law of manifestation can produce positive or negative results. Depends on where you're at. Depends on what you're focusing the most on, for that's what you will actually bring into your life and or bring weakness into your life. So you need to realize that as we think within ourselves, so are we. So we need to focus more on victory and not defeat and failure. Focus on the finished works of Jesus Christ, and remember that he produced victory. And you just got to look at, what am I focusing on? Am I focusing on defeat? Am I focusing on victory? Where's my head at? So we need to observe ourselves and catch ourselves in wrong thinking. Cast it down and replace it with positive declarations. And if you notice, all these ministers that are preaching in the world media, they're giving out positive informations now. We've been talking about that for the last couple of years. So we're kind of ahead of them a little bit. So let's just realize that God wants to work through us. And, you know, if you're suffering in any way, we need to observe ourselves and catch ourselves in wrong thinking, cast it down and replace it with positive declarations. One example is, by his stripes, we're talking about Jesus, I am healed. Instead of feeling or focusing on a problem, speak problem using the word of God. Everything we say and do and even think influences our spiritual atmosphere around us. We are first a spirit, and you're born again through God's spirit. Your body is the vessel, that carries your spirit around. Once accepting Jesus, you must understand you've been made supernatural. So using that is a time to overcome evil and things around us. You can read 1 John 5:19. It states that when the world lies in the power of the evil one, evil is real and it is everywhere. Just listen to criticizing, the complaining, the bitterness, the accusations, the ungratefulness, all of it coming from a realm of darkness. People are very upset at predictions. They're focusing on 2024 and the election. They're focusing on finding fault in the government. So all these things are happening to help us and to help us recognize what we need to recognize. And I realize that I am here to do what I'm to do and to who I'm to do it for. They come to me and I speak to them, and that's prayerfully considered. You know, it's something that allows me to realize that affirmations definitely work, and that I'll share some with you here. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. You know, if you're having money problems, that's an excellent one to say. I want for nothing because God is my source. Say it every day to begin your day. I will see the goodness of God in my everyday life. I refuse to grieve, doubt, or worry. The blessing of the Lord is mine now. I shall not lack. So we're not meant to lack. We're not meant to have these things go on in our life. And first, again, you know, we have to realize that what we speak over ourselves is what we create over ourselves. So that's the big issue. You know, just keywords that, like when, you know, Peter first saw that Jesus was the Son of God, and Jesus blessed him for that. Then he saw that, no, you're not going to go to the cross, you're not going to do this. And so that was a broken word that came in his life, and he had a very interesting destiny, and he ended up being a very good apostle and helping to save a lot of people. So I'm completed with what I came in with today, and I praise everybody. I want to pray over you. Father God, we all come into agreement in the name of Jesus that we walk in love. Walking in love means that we are walking with you because you are love. And we ask that we love ourselves so that we're able to love others and be of a benefit to your kingdom. We praise you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We praise you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody have a good month. I'll be in touch for next month and looking forward to talking to you. God bless. Bye now.